Fashion Fix on Talk About with Danny Lean.
Now, Danny is here in studio with us, and now I always expect Danny to come in with loads of nice clothes, which he has done, but I'm kind of taken aback by the fact that you've bought a bottle of wine, a tin of shaving foam and salt and vinegar and various other things. But I presume, Danny, that's to do with something you'll be talking about later on.
Yes, yes, yes. I haven't got a drink problem or I'm not moving into studio for a couple of weeks since I brought my toothpaste either.
Yeah, and you didn't bring a bottle opener either, so I gather
no, it's a twisty one.
We're not going on the lash live on air anyway. No. Danny, we're going to talk a little bit about the autumn. I know it seems a little early because, of course, there's always that discrepancy that some people say August is the summer. In my view, the summer doesn't end until after the Stole races, but that's another debate.
Yes.
But already we're seeing signs of autumnal styles coming in.
Yeah, fashion is always ahead of itself, Deirdre, and that can be a bit of a problem, particularly for people that are looking for three quarters at the moment. The longer trousers are coming in. The heavier, slightly fabrics are coming in. I suppose we have them in the shop for when people are looking for them, apart from when they're looking for them out of season. 6 weeks ago, I got in my heavy padded winter coats. But they're
6 weeks ago?
6 weeks ago. Again, because of the pandemic, it's after putting different things in a different delivery pattern. So I had to take it and put it out into a big store. Don't worry, I haven't put it out onto the shop floor yet. It'll be another week or two, because like myself, or like yourself, I think summer isn't over till we've had the Listole races.
So you've brought in some lovely styles and colours for us. And just to tell the listeners, as we always do every month, that you'll be able to see these on Facebook tonight. But give us a flavour of what we can expect for autumn 2022.
Right, this is what I'm going to call a transitional piece to. You have the greens, like I told you, during the spring, summertime, to invest in a khaki colour trousers or dress. And because you can see these are fabulous colours coming in, where you have your khaki, you have your lighter green. It's a small bit of a continuation from spring, summer collections. But again, what they're after throwing into this is you have your lilac, but you've also your stronger purple colours. Your violet purples are coming through, and purple is treated as an autumn colour, and it will be this year.
So there'll be lots of khaki still in?
Lots of greens, bottle greens, Kelly greens. You'll see it with a whole lot coming in. The next one I'm going to show you is this lovely dress. This is going to give a hint to what is coming in, where you have your tanny colours, you have your blush colours in with your black and your creams. And then the, as I say, 'tis like, what way would you like your cup of tea when it comes to these
the darker blazer
colour. Again, we had the reds, we had the creams, but now we're moving into our rust colour coming in for the autumn.
Yeah, I notice there's a lot of rust in what you've brought in today, Danny. Is rust a key colour?
It is one of the key colours. Now, again, rust is going to be more for early autumn. I suppose that you'll start seeing coming into the shops now, if they're not already into it. But it's a lovely colour to go with denim. It's a lovely colour to go with black, as we've seen in the dress here. And again, it's just one of those that you can be so versatile with. And again, the designers are thinking, the way people are shopping, they want versatility. So that theme is running through the season. But that's why rust is in there.
So there are some pieces that you can keep, we'll say, from your summer wardrobe, and maybe throw a blazer over them for the autumn or whatever.
Because
we didn't get a great summer this year so far, but I'm holding out hope. But sometimes autumn, September and even October can be lovely.
Sometimes we can get, normally when they go back to school, the weather all of a sudden gets a lot warmer. And like that as well, over the years, the Stole races really didn't have it bad. Normally for Ladies' Day, the sun makes an appearance. But like that, you are right. And last October was a lot milder than what it was other years. And hopefully it'll be this year to keep our ESB bills and stuff down.
Absolutely.
But like that, when you look at this product, this is one they have come in with. It is a jacket, it's a cardigan, a coat again. But again, it'll go with so much, and you'll
this
find
this is rust. A rust just to colour. Tell the,
sorry,
the listeners,
yes,
yeah.
I'm getting overexcited because again, this is so versatile, and you have your zip. And what I say is, always look out for a metal zip because it's a sign of quality. And again, this, if you're, say, when it comes to October, if it does dip down, you don't have to put on your heating if you don't want to, because the fleece will keep you warm when you're watching your TV or listening back to us on Facebook.
Yeah, and a lot of people will be doing that. They'll be layering up their
yes.
clothes rather than putting the heating on
yes.
too early in the day.
Yeah, and again, if you want to make sure that you're in that category, make sure you start checking out the shops a lot earlier, because there's going to be a lot more demand this year for something like this than what there were other years. It might have been people going out for walks, but I think a lot of people are cutting back on the electricity, the oil and stuff like that. So fashion has its place in when it comes down to the saving of energy.
Now, you've mentioned colours there. You mentioned bottle green, khaki and rust. What about styles? Now, I noticed the dress you showed us there is a wrap dress, which is quite patterned. That kind of look has been in for a while, so obviously it's going nowhere.
It's going nowhere. Again, the wrap dress, the belted dress, it suits the majority of figures. So I suppose fashion is still in recovery from the pandemic. So the manufacturers are clever enough to come out with something that will cover every body shape in the one dress or in the one top if they can. You'll notice as well, pity we haven't touched a vision, because this is like a silk touch. It's also becoming a bit sensory. Again, with the fleece here, you have the lovely softness. You have the silkiness going through. You have your lovely cotton texture mixes going on as well. And again, you have stuff that is casual, but also dressy. It'll take you anywhere, but not over dressy.
Now, what about, we'll say, skirt lengths and trouser widths and things like that? Any sign of any big change coming?
Again, what's happening is every manufacturer is coming out with their own style, whether it'll be flared, whether it'll be wide, whether it'll be tight fit. There's no, I think they're afraid to say, this is what's in this season. But there is a bit for everyone, which is the way fashion should be when it comes to trousers. The skirts are slightly making a comeback. But like that, it'll be another season or two. Like that, Deirdre, I was actually ordering 2 weeks ago for spring, summer next year. And you can see some of the skirts coming in. Some full, but some that just flow off the body. Again, a bit like your wrap dress, a skirt that'll fit everyone, shape and size,
okay.
will be coming. But that's coming along. You are right. Start investing and looking at skirts.
And tell me what's been, I'm always fascinated by this, what's been kind of flying off the shelves in the last week or two?
My God, it has been more T-shirts, believe it or not, and it's cotton-based because the weather has got so
clammy.
Heavy and
yeah.
Clammy. And the other thing what is flying off the shelves is some of the pre-autumn stuff is flying off the shelves. Again, people are excited to see the new colours and the mixture of colours. And I suppose the styles that are coming in, some of the designs are becoming more, and patterns are becoming more abstract, but lovely colouring going through it as well. And you can match a different trouser to it very easy. That's still continuing. But I suppose it's the versatility again. And I suppose I'm always going on about versatility, but fashion is repeating that again because they want people to get value for their money as well. And the quality is getting a bit better again.
Now, I know, Danny, that it's the year of the wedding because so many weddings that were postponed are all happening this year. A lot of people are getting married in September, October and well into the
mm-hmm.
winter months as well. Is there, are there some things coming into the shop that would suit autumn, winter weddings, or is it too early?
No, I have actually some in already. Some came in 2 weeks ago. Again, you'll notice one of the fashion colours that are coming through is this royal blue and royal blue and black dress. And again, with this one, it kind of buckles out. So it is very flattering for people that wear it, even though you have your accordion pleats in it, but it's not over accordion pleated, but it's very forgiving once it's on.
Yeah, and the pleats are vertical in any event.
Any event.
And you've teamed it up with a lovely chunky gold necklace, which really brings it to
brings
life.
Brings it to life. Now, I could have gone for a royal blue necklace, but I said, no, we'll pop it with the bit of gold to brighten it up. So if you have dark hair, you can always put a gold headpiece on just to give it a bit of brightness, particularly if it's going to be the end of August or September, because again, we still have good light in those months. And you are right in picking up on the necklace. The longer lengths are coming in big time.
And the chunkier jewellery?
Chunky. It's like going back to the 80s when you had a, or the A-team, and you had Barack.
Mr. T.
Mr. T, yes, exactly. The more chains, the better. And with some of them, some of the chains, there will be several chains on the chain to make it look as if there's a load of chains on.
And is it gold, yellow gold coming
yellow
in?
Gold and rose gold will be in. The silver's kind of out a bit, but then again, silver is just the classic colour. But at the moment, it is the pearls mixed with the
yellow gold.
Yellow gold and a bit of bling. There's always that little bit of bling, no matter what the necklace will be, no matter how small. But again, how classic can you get with the pearl? It's an updated classic with the pearl too in this particular one.
And again, just to say, describe to the listeners, that kind of dress, you could dress up or dress down. It would nearly take you to a wedding with the right accessories, but you could equally dress it down.
Dress it down.
Work.
Like you could always, if you wanted to dress it down for work, put this plain black trimmed
waistcoat tell the listener,
over it.
Would you call that a waistcoat? It's very long, isn't it?
Yeah, it's long. It's oversized. So if you wanted to put your chunky knit knitwear underneath the waistcoat as well, you could. Again, we're going, you'll see a lot of the 80s stuff coming back. When we were growing up, a lot of that, if we could only hold on to it and reproduce it again, we would be style fashion queens and kings galore.
This is it.
But again, that is something you can add on to bring it down quite easy, the waistcoat and the square pockets as well.
And that's lovely. And lovely look there. Danny, we've a question for you. A lady says she's 5 foot nothing and needs to revamp her work wardrobe. And she's a size 14. She's looking for a few ideas. So she wants to look good at work, but she's, I suppose, relatively speaking, quite short and a size 14. Any tips for her?
She didn't say whether she's in an office, whether they have a code or anything of dressing.
Nope.
Again, where you can't go wrong is a good pair of coloured jeans, whether it be a navy or a black. And then you can go for something soft like this. I know this is slightly an abstract of the Kerry colours with your mustard, your green, your black. Even if you're daring enough to put mustard or even the green, dark green khaki underneath this and a black, you can re-wear it several times and make a capsule out of your wardrobe quite easy. It's the same with something like this that's in the black. For now, you can put black with it. Lovely and smart. You have your V-neck. You have your three-quarter sleeves. And add on a blazer to it, and it will take you everywhere, even into a meeting, greeting customers. You can do it quite easy.
So if she was to invest in one or two pieces, you would say definitely a blazer.
A blazer would definitely be.
Now, the one you're showing here is rust.
Rust. Mm-hmm. And then I just after putting in a coloured top inside where you have your aubergines, you have your creams, you have your black, you have your red. And again, put a black trousers with that and it will take you anywhere.
Okay, there's some good ideas there for her. Danny, can everyone wear rust as a colour? I mean, I always think it looks stunning on redheads in particular, mm-hmm. but is it a colour that suits everybody?
Yeah, it is. It's like one of those hidden neutrals. It's like grey. Grey people. Anyone can wear grey no matter what your hair colour. The same with rust. It's just an easy neutral colour. You can put your beiges with it, put your greys with the rust. You can put that winter white with it, lovely and rich, and would make an outfit look more expensive by mixing those two colours together. Of course, you have the black as well. And believe it or not, khaki is a fabulous colour up against it as a lovely contrast.
Okay.
It can be as useful as a navy or a black when it comes down to it.
Okay, so rust is the new black.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, Danny, we're going to take a break. Now, I'm hoping that when we come back after the break, you'll be telling me why you've brought in a bottle of wine and salt and vinegar and various other strange things into the Fashion Fix feature. All will be revealed after the...
Fashion Fix on Talk About with Danny Lean.
Okay, Danny and I are laughing here in the ad break. Just as well you don't know what we're saying on air.
We'd be thrown off air, Danny.
Before we come on to the bottle of wine, texter wants to know, does Danny know if navy will be popular for weddings next season with gold, silver or pearl accessories? I think that's a question.
Yes, it will be. Navy's going nowhere. And I purposely kept away from navy because I've been sewing so much of it. Whether it'll be plain navy or whether it'll have the extract patterns and prints, navy is going nowhere. Nowhere at all. And again, with the silver, it's a lovely colour. Or again, you can go the pearls as well. All in.
All in. Okay, so navy. So and it does go with all accessories. Danny, okay, let's hit the bottle and... Tell me why you've brought a bottle of wine. I gather it's something to do with cleaning hacks for clothes.
Yeah, cleaning hacks for clothes. And now if anyone has been spilling a bit of red wine, the best thing to put on is white wine to get it out.
Is that true or is that a myth?
Yes, it's not a myth. Now, the one thing that I would say with all this, no, it isn't a case of just getting a glass of red or white wine and splashing it. You have to get your rag and douse it in the white wine on to
any,
dab it.
So if you spill red wine on any particular type of fabric or...
Cotton or even this will go whether it is the city at home or whether it is your good new cotton blouse or your silk blouse. Dab the white wine onto the fabric. Get your table salt. Put it on. Leave it for a while and the red wine will absorb out.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I thought that myth had been dispelled, but obviously it worked for you.
Yes, but the other thing I'd say, if it all doesn't come out, don't go near tepid water or don't go near any hot water. The material will absorb in the stain. What you do is cold water, or even if it still hasn't come out after the wine dabbing and the whole lot and salt, put it into a bucket with ice cold water and leave it overnight. It'll come out. Cold water will break down the stain, where hot water will leave the imprint into the material.
Yeah, that's really good to know. I remember a couple of weeks ago, I cut my finger on the show and got a big blood stain down the front of my khaki pants.
Oh!
And the listeners were very helpful, and they were all texting in and telling me to soak it in cold water. And I would have always assumed that cold water wouldn't do the trick.
No,
but it did.
It does. It's down to the fibres. It brings it out of the fibre. Even adding more ice to the water will speed it up and leaving it overnight. And again, it's just the chemical reaction with the hot creates it. And even here, all you had to do was just start wiping it down here with one of your alcoholic wipes, and that'll take out some stains, including blood, particularly when the blood is still dry.
Okay.
Because the alcohol will also, and I suppose that's why it works with the red wine as well.
So white wine for a red wine
red
stain.
Wine, yes.
Okay. What else is white wine useful for a stain of anything else, or
again?
Will we move on to the shaving foam?
We'll go on to vodka. Vodka is a brilliant cleaner for taking off makeup and again blood stains. By dabbing it again and rubbing it and keep rubbing it over time, the alcohol will break down the stain for you.
Okay, and when you say one of those alcoholic wipes, is that one of the ones that you use for the bathroom whatever?
No, it would be the one for sterilising, which we've all got used to during the pandemic.
Okay.
That would have your bacteria sanitiser within it, but it would be alcohol based. Would be the...
Okay, so vodka for a makeup stain.
Vodka for a makeup stain.
Straight on, leave it on.
Leave it on, just dab it and leave it.
Yeah.
Keep on dabbing it and then put it into your cold water.
Okay.
Again, with the shaving foam, brilliant for white shirts where you're after getting the lipstick on it. Thanks be to God, those days are finished for me. But for anyone that's
stuck, never say never, Danny.
That, well, I do, don't worry, because it'll end be doing the washing rather than myself. This is brilliant for false tan. It is shaving foam.
And people do get false tan everywhere.
Uh-huh, including some of the men. Again, a brilliant hack, but just leave it soak. The quicker you get to stain, the better.
So if you get fake tan on your white shirt,
even at the end of the night, rather than wait until the morning, get out your shaving foam and just
spray
put it on.
And leave it overnight?
And leave it overnight.
Really?
And it'll break it down. Because a lot of people don't realise a lot of the stuff that's in cleaning product is actually on your shaving foam as well.
Okay.
Believe it or not. We're learning something new, and I'm not a scientist brush as well, giving it a bit of elbow grease with it. And you can even put in a bit of salt to lift the grass as well. But okay. Toothpaste is brilliant.
So if you have kids who are out involved in sport and getting grass stains on their knees,
yes,
or whatever.
Or, do you know, even at school with the uniform, because going back in September, there is going to be the grass stains there. This would be ideal to save you doing a full clean of it.
Vinegar,
number one, brilliant for cleaning out the washing machine in a cold wash. It'll get rid of that that horrible smell that comes from the washing machine. And not that. The other thing as well that's good is always leave your door of your washing machine open so it can dry all the water out from the washing machine, so you're not getting that musty smell. But also, if you have deodorant stains underneath your arms, rub on a bit of vinegar to it.
Before the wash?
Before the wash, yeah. Before the wash, give it a nice bit of a scrub or whatever. Get out the toothbrush. Again, when you're out and you're eating your... I'm switching on now to another product. This is the sanitizer that most moms have in their bags at the moment. And if little Johnny or Mikey is after spilling a bit of ice cream down their top, again, get you a bit of tissue, rub in your sanitizer. Because of it being alcohol-based, it lifts the stain. So by the time you're home, it'll be gone to throw it into the washing machine.
Okay. Listener wants to know, does Danny know what would take black grease or oil stains off something, please?
I do. Bicarbonate of soda would be one way of doing it.
Is that baking soda or bread soda?
Baking soda. But again, some people use baking soda. Other people use crystal soda crystals for taking off stuff like that. But again, failing that, there is another wee trick. If I can think of the oil now.
Some kind of oil.
There is some kind of oil. I want to make sure it is the right oil. But again, putting salt and a bit of water mixture in it will also lift an oily stain as well.
Yeah, and I think there's some trick involving an iron and brown paper for getting oil off something. Well,
there is, but like that, sometimes depending on the material, you can do more damage to the material than lifting it out.
This is it. Danny, just briefly before we finish up, metallics and wearing them every day, you were going to mention that briefly.
Yes. Now, whether it is in blouses or in skirts that we were talking about earlier, or in dresses, you can see them here. Normally with metallics, you think metallics is just for Christmas. This is for summer, particularly when we get the sun or here in the studio lights. It just creates that lovely shine. But what I'm trying to say, it's not for Christmas. It is for every day.
Okay.
Look at the skirt there.
Fabulous.
You have the shine. Even if you were to put, and the skirt is from Sephora. And look at the pink jumper that will go with it, but you still have the bit of shine. Don't be afraid of mixing it up. It's almost like a bit of gunge, but it's not. But it'll work out very well. And it's when you see these looks in the fashion magazines that you'll go, oh,
yeah,
it isn't in a night out. I can wear it during the day.
Okay, so don't be scared of metallics.
Yeah, don't be as scared of them, and they're not just for Christmas.
Charles has been on to say, thanks a million to Danny for some great topics. Really enjoying the show today. So now there you go. Danny, we better let you go. We could chat away for another half an hour, and I'm fascinated by your stain removal hacks. Thank you so much
You're
for
more
that.
Than welcome.
And we'll chat to you again in September, where it really will be autumn,
yes,
almost.
Yes, we will, yes.